Our next public hearing is subdivision number 2011-1, James Jeffrey and Daphne Cornwright.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 6.59 acres into two lots located north of Sap Road, being Road 208, 630 feet east of Route 36. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any comments based on any technical advisory committee review.
Mr. Chairman, this application is in front of the commission. They had exceeded their buy rate subdivisions, the number of lots. It was not reviewed by tax since it's on a county numbered road. And we have received a letter of no objection from DelDOT in reference to the entrance. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, then. Is anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, Chairman, Commissioners, gentlemen. My name is Matthew Metz with Bob Nash Associates, and we put together a minor subdivision plan for the owners. And I did want to correct one thing. Mr. Lankin mentioned it was in, or it was typed here that it was in Indian River 100, but it's in Cedar Creek 100.
Yeah, Cedar, now I just read it. I might have typed that wrong.
Okay.
I checked the ad chain. It was advertised in Cedar Creek or Indian River.
But Mr. and Mrs. Cornwright currently own the property, and they the parcel has been previously subdivided, and there are four lots in the residue off the original mother parcel, and they wanted to take their lot, which is about 6.5 acres, and cut off a 3/4 acre lot that currently would contain the existing dwelling, and they'd want to keep that dwelling and hold on to it eventually for their son. And it has the required minimum frontage of 150 feet, as well as the minimum area of 3/4 acre. And they would retain the 5.84 acres for building their own primary residence. And that way their primary residence could be in close proximity to their son's residence, as well as keep the pole barn that's on their property. But other than that, as Mr. Abbott had said, it's basically a minor subdivision that's one lot beyond what can be done over the counter. And also, like he said, we do have the DelDOT letter of no objection for the entrance, and we received that December 14th, 2010. So if you have any questions of a technical nature, please direct them to me. Otherwise, I'd ask you to refer to the owners.
All right, well, we'll see what kind of questions we have, technical, non-technical, or otherwise. How's that?
Thank you.
We'll start with Mr. Burton.
The entrance is where? Right along the entrance is going to stay? I'm not sure where the entrance is.
Currently, there's about the center of the, it's a little confusing in that area. Currently, in the center of proposed lot one is the existing entrance for the parcel.
That would be for both parcels?
Well, what's happened there is right now there's two parcels, or two entrances to the parcel. And what DelDOT had requested is that we remove one and move it over the line. But we've talked with DelDOT and talking with the clients again. We were talking about possibly leaving that there and creating the easement so they didn't have to close one entrance, move it 10 feet, and open a new entrance. So right now there's two existing entrances that access lot one.
And will so the two stay or it goes
two, to one? Well, what we're going to do.
The dream is that two, you have two.
We're going to have two, but we'd like to just keep the two that are there. We're going to go reapproach DelDOT to get their, to revise their letter of no objection to state that, because their current letter of no objection asks that we remove topsoil, seed, and mulch, the existing farm entrance, and create a new entrance on the new, on the residual land. So you'll see there's three entrance symbols there.
Right, okay. So DelDOT's made a ruling, and you're just going to ask them for...
Yeah, and speaking with DelDOT, they have no problem doing that. It's just a matter of going through the formality of getting the letter revised and a note revised, then getting the note revised on the plan to get it recorded.
Okay, and your pole barn would stay, and it would be a barn. It's not going to be a dwelling during construction or anything like
correct.
That.
Correct.
I have no further questions.
More answer? Mr. Johnson.
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Smith?
Well, I think I understand the application. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
No questions.
All right, then. Seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2011-1, James Jeffrey and Daphne Cartwright?
We would like to.
Okay, and you are?
I'm Daphne Cartwright, and this is
Jeff Cartwright.
Okay.
Thank you for hearing our application tonight. We would like to explain to you some of our reasons for wanting to do this briefly. This is family land first purchased by my grandfather, Dewey Sapp Sr., many years ago for his young family, and as you have heard, has been subdivided to my cousins and us, handed down through the years, and we would like to keep the land in the family. The reason for the subdivision is, as Matt had said, to separate so that the small existing dwelling could be for our son, and we plan to build a new house in the larger portion to be separated. Our son has high-functioning autism, and in the future we expect that he would need some support, and so that's why we're doing this plan, so that we could live directly beside him and provide whatever types of support that he might need. I happen to be the Southern Delaware coordinator for Autism Delaware, so we are pretty educated about what types of supports work for individuals and adults with autism, and we feel that this is a good plan given what we know about him at this time and what we know about autism. And it also allows us to keep the land in the family and to live over there with all of my relatives. So,
all right then.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor?
Good evening. My name is Derek Sapp. I am the brother of Daphne. I'm a former employee with the county. Thank you. I'm also, you may hold this against me, I'm a current employee of DelDOT, and I work in the subdivision section, which handles the entrance permits. And I would like to make a couple.
Did you say you were in favor of this?
Yep. I talked briefly with Matt before, and Mr. Burton did bring up the questions about the entrances. And the no objection that was given is a typical response for minor no objections. They had to increase their road frontage for the minor lot to 150, which is the county's minimum. So that, of course, ate up the existing driveway for the existing house, and it ate up the farm field entrances there, because right now it's a farm field that's maintained. So DelDOT's response was to relocate the farm field entrance. What they would like to do, and I don't think DelDOT would have a problem with that, is keep the farm entrance right next to the existing entrance where it is now, because we typically promote combined accesses, and it would function as a combined access. But to do that legally, they would have to offer or record an easement through the smaller lot to get to the access to the bigger lot. So if they choose and the engineer chooses to resubmit to DelDOT, I do not see a problem with that. The other thing is Lawrence did ask about his typo or misinformation about the Indian River 100 versus the Cedar Creek 100 and how it was advertised. I did notice a few days that someone did come out from the county, I believe, and put up a sign about the public hearing. So I don't know how it was advertised in the paper, but it's advertised in our neighborhood correctly.
We checked the paper and it was fine.
Just verification. I just wanted to verify that there is a sign there today.
I got mine off the agenda.
So I noticed those questions. Yeah.
So the public and the neighbors were notified, of course, correctly with the copy of the papers you guys did send out, because I received that myself. Again, I live on the family property as well, and like I said, I did notice there was a sign there notifying the public, so just wanted to let you guys know that. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Not necessarily as a DelDOT representative, but I can answer that, you know, I can speak in that.
That was going to be my question, if you were speaking as a representative of DelDOT or
no,
as Derek Sapp.
Not officially. I'm speaking as Derek Sapp as a neighbor. I live on the same street, and I'm their adjacent parcel owner, and as her brother. But I wanted to clarify some of the DelDOT contents that were brought up, because there were questions asked. So, and that would be my knowledge of how DelDOT operates, being the fact that I work there, but I'm not acting as a representative of DelDOT at this meeting.
Your knowledge is a private citizen.
That
being said, Mr. Sapp, you do need to know that all of us are counting on you to impart the wisdom that you gained while working for Sussex County to your current employer.
I do as best as I can. That's it.
All right, sir.
Yep. How about the speed of processing applications?
I know in the previous hearing, it was talked about Bill Brockenbrow working in his office and for him, about it had taken a little longer than the need be for his response, and I have no comment.
That's a good idea, sir. Because you're being broadcast.
Yeah, you should probably stop right here.
Talk about what a great guy is.
He should have stopped because we are on worldwide internet.
That's right.
Got
to have a little fun.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision number 2011-1? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.